Welcome to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. We're recording from the Fall Conference of the Minnesota Association of County Veteran Service Officers at Grandview Lodge in Nisswa, Minnesota. And my co-host for the entire show is going to be the president of the Minnesota Association of County Veteran Service Officers, Marty Howes. We're going to get to him in just a moment. But first, it's time for Generally Speaking, a weekly message from the Adjutant General of the Minnesota National Guard, Major General Sean Mankey.
On September 18, 1947, President Harry Truman signed the National Security Act, effectively creating the United States Air Force as an independent armed service equal to the Army and Navy. Throughout its entire history, the Air Force has played a key role in the defense of our nation while simultaneously conducting numerous peacekeeping and humanitarian missions. By harnessing cutting-edge technology and employing dedicated airmen, the Air Force remains the world's leader in air, space, and cyberspace. Minnesota is proud to have two Air National Guard units, the 133rd Air Left Wing in the Twin Cities, and the 148th Fighter Wing in Duluth. And let's not forget about our Air Reserve brethren at the 934th Air Left Wing in the Twin Cities. On behalf of the Minnesota National Guard, please join me in wishing the Air Force a happy birthday. Aim high, fly, fight, win.
Thank you, General Mankey. For more information, please go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. As I said at the opening, we're recording today from the Fall Conference of the Minnesota Association of County Veteran Service Officers at Grandview Lodge in Nisswa, Minnesota. And it's Monday, and it's lunchtime, and my guest is Marty Howes. Marty, welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thanks, Tom. It's a pleasure to be here today, and I'm glad you could come up to Nisswa and do the show. So thank you.
So you're the president of the Minnesota Association of County Veteran Service Officers and the Roseau County Veteran Service Officer. But you're also a veteran.
I am. I'm an Army veteran. I served on active duty and as well as the National Guard in Montana and then in Minnesota.
And we're at your fall conference, and we're going to talk about those in a little bit. But who are all these people having lunch here?
These are all of our CVSOs. Every one of them is in a different county in the state of Minnesota, as well as there are some assistant county veteran service officers out there, too.
All right, and you're the president of the Minnesota Association of County Veteran Service Officers, and I know you have a spring and a fall conference. What happens at these conferences?
These conferences are a great opportunity to reach out to our new county veteran service officers that are out there and kind of educate them on what we do and provide that relationship. And we're building a lot of relationships with each other and also educating. We've got professionals coming here like Dr. Lansing. He's out of southeast Minnesota, and he works with mental health. And, you know, we've got guys like that that are coming on here, and they're just kind of giving us all the information that we can get. And we'll have people from the VA up here. We're going to have Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs up here. The cemetery, National Cemetery Administration, will be up here too as well. And they've all got a little bit of information to provide to us and contacts to reach out so that we can better serve the veterans of Minnesota.
Now, we came over to this building so everyone can have lunch, but your conference is in another building, and there's all kinds of tables there and resources, and your county veteran service officers get an opportunity to learn about resources, to get some education, get up to date, so that when the veterans come to visit their county veteran service officer, they're aware of all the resources available to help our veterans and their families.
Yes, they are. And, in fact, this is our 77th year, and we've been coming here to Grandview for 27 years now. So we've got about 160, 170, right around that number, of attendees. And there's going to be a lot of education. We've got breakout rooms where we can sit down and have some of those one-on-ones to learn a few things. And then we're going to have some big group sessions as well. So there'll be a lot of questions coming out, and we're going to talk about just a little bit of everything.
Chow smells pretty good, so I think, and they look like they're enjoying it. So you keep them happy, and then you just keep them awake this afternoon.
Yep, you got to keep them fed. You got to keep them fed, and then
their
thing.
Let's go to the basics now. County veteran service officer. Every county has one. Are they all veterans?
They are. All counties have a county veteran service officer.
At least one.
One, and then any subsequent that would be down from there would be an assistant county veteran service officer, or an ACVSO is how we would call it. But assistant county veteran service officers assist the county veteran service officer in performing their duties of their office. And they're here too as well, because they need that same education because they're doing the same job.
We're speaking with Marty Howes from the Fall Conference of the Minnesota Association of County Veteran Service Officers on Minnesota Military Radio. Marty, how would you, if I was a county veteran service officer like you in Roseau County, what's my mission? What's my job? What is it you're supposed to do?
Well, as a county veteran service officer, we're there to assist the veterans who have honorably served our country with the benefits that they've earned from their service. And whether that means getting them enrolled into the VA, getting them signed up for that, or filing claims. Maybe some of them had, you know, been hurt while they were overseas, or even here at home, and get them taken care of. Maybe file that claim for them, and look out for their well-being and make sure that they're where they need to be.
So, for all of our listeners, if you're a veteran or the family of a veteran, if while serving in the military in the United States you're injured, die, exposed to toxic substances, anything that's happened to you during your service, if you want to get help with that, the first stop is your county veteran service officer.
That's correct. We are the I don't know if you want to say gatekeeper, but we are your first point of contact. We're the boots on the ground. We're the ones that you want to come see. And there's a lot of other benefits that are out there for veterans that are even just state benefits. You know, the state of Minnesota has worked very well at reaching out to veterans and their spouses and providing those other benefits that are out there too. So there's some local benefits that they can get into, and we'll get them signed up with that too.
Marty, I think 2022 can be said it's kind of the year of the veteran. The Congress passed the PACT Act, and we're going to talk about that in the third segment, and the state of Minnesota passed an omnibus veterans bill, first time ever,
right.
Almost unanimous. We're going to get into that in the third segment, but with those presumptive diseases, if you're exposed to burn pits, if the old Vietnam veterans were exposed to Agent Orange, and they need to file a claim, that's where they start, County Veteran Service Officer.
Yep, they're going to come and see us. And, you know, one of the things that's very unique about being a County Veteran Service Officer is that you're an appointed official. You know, you're sworn by oath that you'll faithfully discharge your duties within your office. And so it's not, you know, we come up every 4 years for reappointment. And it's one of those kind of jobs that really keeps you on your toes and really keeps you, you know, you're motivated to do your job all the time because you can easily be replaced. So it's something that you take seriously and to carry out.
Now, you had a couple of tough years with the pandemic and you had to do a lot of things by Zoom and Team and, and telephone calls, but your offices are back open again now, aren't they?
Yeah, all of the offices are back open. There are still some people that are working from home or remotely in that too because things have changed quite a bit, you know, with the technology that we have. You know, I guess didn't know that we had this much and we could reach out even further now. So
we figured out how to use it.
Yeah, we figured it out. So it's interesting. It's good. And it just provides another option for us to get to more veterans.
Now, Marty, you've got some partners up here. As you mentioned earlier, you work closely with the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. The veteran service organizations are up here today as well. And you get a lot of good feedback and a lot of training from other organizations like that as well.
Yeah, we do. We do. We work very closely together, and we have, I guess you would call it like a bond even, if you will, because we all rely on each other because we're all out here to do the same mission, and that's we're going to take care of our vets, and we're going to make sure that they get the care and the help that they need.
And you're working together. Even I saw some MACV people up here today, and there's a couple of big issues in Minnesota we're working on. One is to eliminate veterans' homelessness, and the other one is the slow down or stop suicide if we can. That's a big order, but we need to work on it.
It's a tall order. It really is. But by working together, you know, I think we're going to get there. We're going to make a difference here in Minnesota at least.
Let's get her done, Marty. We just got a few seconds left for our veterans listening. How do they get a hold of their county veteran service officer?
You know what? They can go through online. They can reach out to their counties and just pretty much head up to your county courthouse because all of us have offices right in our courthouses. You can find us off the MDVA website and call or stop in.
Make an appointment or just show up and say hello there. I'm a veteran and I need help.
That's what it's all about, right? Yeah, you bet. Come on in. We want to help you and we want to help you out and take care of you.
Marty, we have to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to meet some of your people and talk a little bit more about the Minnesota Association of County Veteran Service Officers. This is Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. We've been recording today from the Fall Conference of the Minnesota Association of County Veteran Service Officers at Grandview Lodge in Nisswa, Minnesota. And my co-host today is Marty Howes, who is the president of the Minnesota Association of County Veteran Service Officers and the Roseau County Veteran Service Officer. How's the fall conference going, Marty?
So far, the fall conference is just going phenomenal. People are having a good time. They're enjoying each other. We've got great conversation going on, and we're just getting ready to jump in some just excellent education. So it's people are excited.
So all these folks out here enjoying their lunch and making our noises and listening to us a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
Are going to learn some things this afternoon.
They are. They're going to learn a lot, and they're going to walk out of here feeling refreshed and just It's like a recharging your batteries, if you will. You come to these things, and you just get all that information, and you just want to get out there and reach out to your veterans and just say, hey, I got something for you.
Go back home and take care of them.
You bet.
And one of the things that's different today than it was 10 or 20 years ago is a lot of the people that serve in the military now are women. They tell me in the Minnesota National Guard almost 25% of the force is women. Mm-hmm. And so it's kind of a big issue, and you've got a special guest, one of your CVSOs. You want to introduce her?
I do. I have Renee Shook with me, and she's going to talk about that a little bit and provide us all the information that we need to know for our female veterans. So,
Renee, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you so much for having me.
Renee, I understand you were and are in the military. What branch?
I'm Navy.
Navy. Mm-hmm. So you were active duty Navy for a while?
4 years, active duty in San Diego.
And now you're Navy Reserve?
Correct.
Okay.
Going on my 14th year.
14 years? Well, you got a few more years to go before you can earn that retirement. So
yeah.
You're going to hang in there?
We're going to hang in there.
Okay, and you're the Pipestone County Veteran Service Officer.
That is correct.
Tell our listeners, where do they find Pipestone in Minnesota?
Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Only don't go across the border, right?
No. Southwestern corner of Minnesota.
So how long have you been the Pipestone County Veteran Service Officer?
Since 2018.
So 4 years on the job.
Mm-hmm.
And how are all the veterans down in that corner of the state? Are they welcoming you? Or are they coming in and asking for help?
Absolutely. I have some amazing veterans in my county, and I'm very happy to serve them.
How do you reach out to them? How do you tell the veterans that you're there and you're there to help them with all the resources available?
Do a lot of advertising, networking, and, you know, the veterans kind of help me out. They make sure that their friends come in and see me.
You get on any of the local radio stations down there?
I am.
Mm-hmm. Well, then this is old hat for you, being on the radio. Only here's our listeners today, and we'll play this out later in the week. So what are you seeing from your standpoint about women in the military? They're more and more serving all the time, right?
That is correct, yes.
Are they being readily accepted by the men? Or are there still some issues? We won't go into anything bad today.
I think so. I think that we have established, how do I say this?
A beachhead.
We have established that we can
get
serve
the job done.
And get the job done just like they can.
Yeah, and I understand that just about all the jobs are open to women now.
Almost.
Almost all.
There's a few that are not.
Maybe there's a few you don't want.
That'd be all right,
too.
I agree.
So as this happens, and as I talk to the director from the Minneapolis VA healthcare system, he tells me that in the last 5 years they've remodeled and expanded the women's clinic within the medical center down there. And he also tells me that they're going to break ground later this year on a new building that's going to be a separate building and a new women's clinic at the Minneapolis VA medical center down there. Seems to me that's going to be a huge upgrade and a great opportunity for our women veterans to go in there, get the health care they need, and not be exposed to maybe the harshness of the entire medical center out there.
I agree 100%. I think it is important for women veterans to feel secure and safe, and if they have their own specific location to go to, where if they have something such as military sexual trauma, things like that are huge issues that they don't want to...
Hard to talk about, and you want to do that with other women.
Right.
And, of course, right now they tell me that if you're the least bit nervous and you go to the Minneapolis VA Medical Center, they'll have a woman volunteer meet you at the door, stay with you the entire time, mm-hmm. in and out. They're doing everything they can do to make sure the women are comfortable. How important is it for women veterans to be recognized? I mean, a lot of people, you're out there in the general public, they say veteran, they think some old guy like me. It's not true anymore, is it?
No, and you know what? I think it's very important. Now, I want to be clear that it's important to recognize every service member, man or woman. It's important to recognize them all. But it's important to recognize women veterans because we have higher risk of developing different issues within the service. We are at higher risk for being a single parent. We are at higher risk for military sexual trauma. We are at higher risk for homelessness. We are at high risk for all these different things that, while it's still prevalent for men, we are the high-risk client, and it's important that we address those issues. And
it's important, I think, for the women veterans to know that help is there. There are people out there to know how to help you with whatever the issue might be, whether it's physical, mental, emotional, whatever that is, they are there. And if we can get you to a safe environment where you can talk about it and get some help without being embarrassed, then that's got to be the top shelf stuff, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yes, you've got to speak because shaking your head up and down doesn't work on the radio.
Absolutely.
So what are the benefits available for women veterans?
Same as what are available for male veterans, with the exception that we also offer specific care such as contraception, mammograms, menopause management, specific things that only us women go through that is offered at the VA.
They tell me at the Minneapolis VA Medical Center they can do anything except deliver babies. And they cover that, too, with outpatient care, and they pay for that and take care of it. We're recording today from the fall conference of the Minnesota Association of County Veteran Service Officers in Nisswa, Minnesota. Marty, more and more of your guys out here are having to deal with the women veterans, and they do have some other issues. How do you go about teaching everybody to make them comfortable when they come in and talk to your CVSOs?
You know, we try to develop that, encourage that relationship that you build when your veteran comes in, and that's what it's all about, how you talk to that veteran that's coming in. And it's a veteran is a veteran. That's how you look at it, and you develop a relationship with your clients that come in, and we try to encourage that with our education throughout so that we're providing a comfortable atmosphere and we're taking care of all of our vets.
And respect them all.
Exactly.
Now, if we've got women veterans that come in and it's some old guy like me that's a CVSO and they'd rather talk to Renee, do they have the option to do that?
They certainly do, and I don't think anybody here would be against that. You have to do with what works for you or what makes you comfortable, because that's how you get the work done.
So, Renee, I'll bet you know some other women, veterans that are CVSOs, and I hope that everybody here knows where you are in case the women veterans want to talk to you, because it's a little easier to talk women to women, I'm guessing. Like I said,
agree.
I'm an old veteran. I don't know this stuff, so you got to tell me.
Yes. No, I agree, and I hope that my fellow women do feel comfortable going to another CVSO or to me or, to somebody that they feel is safe. That is important. That is the real message, is go to somebody that you feel safe with, somebody that can help you, somebody that knows how the process works and can guide you through.
And can take care of your concerns.
Right.
Now, Renee, we've heard from Marty that there's a county veteran service officer, at least one in every county. Some of the big counties have more people and all the rest of that. But for our veterans listening today all over Minnesota, they don't have to go see Marty. They can go to any county veteran service officer. They can go to anybody they're comfortable with and enjoy and can sit down and have a conversation. That's the key, isn't it?
Yes, that is correct. I think it's important. As long as you find somebody that you're safe and that you trust, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter if it's your county, if it's your neighboring county. If you at first don't find the answers you're looking for, ask again. Do not stop.
Renee, you sound very passionate about this. We just got about 30 seconds left. Do you like your job being a county veteran service officer?
I love my job.
And you like helping our veterans?
I do.
Even the old guys like me.
Best job in the world.
Renee, I want to thank you for joining us today on Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you so much for having me.
Marty, we're going to have to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about some legislation, national and state.
It's going to be good.
I think this is the year of the veteran. Congress passed some legislation. The state legislator did. This is Minnesota Military Radio. We're recording from the Fall Conference of the Minnesota Association of County Veteran Service Officers. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. We're recording today from the Fall Conference of the Minnesota Association of County Veteran Service Officers at Grandview Lodge in Nisswa, Minnesota. My co-host has been Marty Howes, and he is the president of the association. And Marty, you had a busy few days up here.
Oh, yeah. It's incredible, the preparation that it takes to get this to hold a good conference and to make sure that we've got all of our I's dotted and our T's crossed. There's a little bit of time in there.
You know, I'm calling 2022 the year of the veteran because Congress passed some legislation and the state passed some legislation. We've never seen anything like this, and you've got a guest, one of your CVSOs, that's intimately involved in this. You want to introduce him?
Yeah. From Blue Earth County, we have Mike McLaughlin.
Mike, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thanks for having me.
You can tell us a little bit about your service, when you served?
Yes, I served in the United States Marine Corps as an infantryman from about 2004 to the beginning of 2008. Deployed twice in support of Operation Iraqi Freedom. Came back home to Mankato, Minnesota, and went to MSU and stayed around the area and got involved in vet services about a decade ago.
So. How long have you been the county veteran service officer?
A little over 6 years. I originally started with Minnesota Assistance Council for Veterans, MACV. I know you're familiar with.
Yeah, I know General Lighthold and MACV. They're doing a wonderful job. Great partners. We've talked about the partnerships Marty has with all those organizations around the state. Now, your veterans down in Blue Earth County, they take well to the Marine being their CVSO?
Well, they don't have much of a choice, but I think the bulk of them sure like giving me a hard time for being a Marine. That's because we have so many Army and Sailors in the area, too. But I just say they're jealous of the Blues.
If we can't pick on Marines, who can we pick on?
That's right.
So, Mike, Congress finally got around to passing what we call the PACT Act, which is referred to sometimes as the burn pit legislation. Mm-hmm. Took a long time, and at the end it looked like it was in doubt, but they got it passed, they got it done. This is one of the most major pieces of legislation to help veterans since about World War II, in my view.
Yeah, so I would say as far as expansion of benefits, health care, and presumption status for about six decades of warfighters, it's the largest piece of legislation ever done specifically for veterans. It had that label as burn pit only because that's what the way it kind of started off in 2018 in the beginning of the session. But with the Veteran Service Organizations and our National County Veteran Service Officers Association getting together and seeing this was an opportunity to work with Congress to not be divided and fight these individual battles for Vietnam veterans, for those that served overseas, that those that did some of the nuclear and atomic cleanup, and then going all the way up to Gulf War, Afghanistan, Iraq, that it was a time to kind of unify and come together and shoot the moon, and we hit our target.
You made it. That was a good one. As a Vietnam veteran, you know, I've been helping push stuff for us for 50 years. In the last decade or so, we were worried that the burn pits and some of the other toxic exposures weren't being handled, and we didn't want to see today's veterans wait as long as we did for coverage. And so this is major, but it affects everybody from Vietnam veterans to people got out today.
Yeah, so if you count Camp Lejeune and like the Palomar's cleanup off the coast of Spain, I mean, this goes back to 1953 all the way up essentially, you know, to August 31st, 2021, and then as presumptives are handled going forward. So really is, you know, about 6.5 decades of impact there.
So for Vietnam veterans, it covers hypertension and another new presumptive. Yeah. And for the burn pits, covers them. The key here is to get your claim started as soon as possible, isn't it?
Correct. There is some timelines in there, but we say get in and see your county veteran service officer or your state service officer, and we'll get you squared away and get you going. Delay is not an asset on this for the individual veteran. Get in and see someone.
The sooner you start it, the sooner you'll be covered for it. Marty, he brought up the Camp Lejeune stuff. I see ads on TV all the time, and it's these law firms that want to help people with that. All they really need to do is go talk to their county veteran service officer. They don't need to share any benefits with an attorney.
Right, exactly. That's what we're here for. Our service is cost-free, and we're not here to take any of your benefit. We're here to get you the whole thing. So
before you call those lawyers that you see on TV, go see your county veteran service officer,
exactly.
Especially if he's a Marine, because he'll fix you up with that Camp Lejeune stuff.
Mike does a wonderful job. He sure does.
We're recording from the Fall Conference of the Minnesota Association of County Veteran Service Officers in Nisswa, Minnesota, on Minnesota Military Radio. Mike, we had an extraordinary year at the state capitol. Every year we have Vets Day on the Hill, and we bring in more and more veterans, and the Commander's Task Force comes up with a list of legislative items that they want to pursue every year. first time ever the state legislature separated the veterans issues from all of the other political issues and passed the Veterans Omnibus Bill. Pretty terrific.
Yeah, I would say that's, you know, on the state level, that's for us about as historic as the PACT Act is, having something that's never been done before, having it, its own exclusive cutout like that so it doesn't get subject to getting waylaid into other politics or bogged down with other programs outside of veteran services or veteran benefits in the state. So I appreciate, and I know Marty does an association leadership on both sides of the aisle and the governor making that happen, and I'd have to give credit to Marty and the state association leadership of really pushing our elected officials that veterans, you know, can't be a political pawn. This is something that needs to be a standard up or down vote, and we need to focus on the care for those who focused on providing us the access and freedoms that we have.
And Mike, I told you there's no politics on the show, one of our rules, but November election's coming up, and for our listeners out there, you're thinking about who you want to put in the state legislature, and when you're talking to those guys, men and women, let's make sure that they know that we need an omnibus bill just for veterans every year so that we don't get caught up in this whole garbage of all the other items that they have there. So it's something I think our listeners need to talk to their state elected officials about to make sure we keep this going.
Correct. Make it the standard going forward. I mean, our men and women that serve have their own personal standards and conduct that they live every day while wearing the uniform the entire time they're serving. The least we can do when they come home is have some sort of standard of accountability and providing for them too from our elected offices. So
hold them accountable, tell them what you want, call your state and federal elected officials, talk to them. I can say that. You guys just do your work as county veteran service officers. That state omnibus bill that provided some increased grant dollars for CVSO offices, increased grant dollars for the Minnesota Association of County Veteran Service Officers, provided some funding for MACV, increased some funding for our veteran service organizations, plus it came up with a post-9/11 service bonus. Mike, going back to World War I, World War II, Korea, even from Vietnam, I got a small check many decades ago. This is something that's a tradition in Minnesota, and that bonus is pretty terrific. It was a good time to do it. They had some extra funds.
Yeah, so they have a $600 bonus, a $1,200 bonus, and a $2,000 bonus for those that served on active duty after 9/11, those that served and were deployed forward, and then the $2,000 bonus is for Gold Star families of somebody who lost somebody on active duty during that period. It is a nice token of appreciation, and it is following the tradition in Minnesota going all the way back to World War I. And I think the Vietnam checks were $300, $600, if I remember.
I think mine was might have been $300, might have been $500. It was a long time ago.
Yeah.
But it was a thank you.
Yes, correct.
Especially for Vietnam people that weren't treated so well, to get a little thank you was, you know, what's going on? This is great.
Yeah, and so this, you know, going back to that lineage and that legacy, Vietnam vets were huge in pushing this bonus going forward to make sure that that tradition of appreciation continued. I mean, I think most of us are aware that Vietnam vets didn't get the welcome home that you all deserved, and it's awesome to still have that generation of veterans still being advocates, still being mentors, and still pushing for other generations.
Well, and our mission is never again can we allow our veterans to be treated the way we were, and it's working, and that's great. The 9/11 service bonus, how do you apply for it?
Get hold of your county veteran service officer if you have any questions, but MDVA, the Minnesota Department of Veteran Affairs, has a website, and it's right on their main flyer with their own self-service user portal. But if you reach out to any county office or outreach official, they'll be glad to help walk you through it.
And we were told last week that about 18,000 people have applied for it, and about 17,000 checks are already in the mail. And so this is working well. There's plenty of funding there. And come see your county veteran service officer. Get that application in. Marty, I'm sure you're talking to all your county veteran service officers about that this week.
We are. We are. It's a big topic for us. And we're also encouraging our CVSOs to reach out to their local legislators, and encourage this support to go on and spread that word and support this omnibus bill to the next one that comes up, because they're going to be behind it, and we need them.
Yep, we need to keep this going every year, make that one of the new traditions. Mike, our Marine from Blue Earth County, I want to thank you for joining us on Minnesota Military Radio.
I appreciate having me.
Marty, we're just about done with the third segment. We've got one more segment. We're going to talk to your Vice President, Josh Beninga, and go over a few more things and try to wrap this up so you can get back to your conference.
Sounds good to me. Let's do it.
This is Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. We're recording today from the Fall Conference of the Minnesota Association of County Veteran Service Officers in Nisswa, Minnesota. And my co-host has been Marty House, who is the president. Marty, a couple of busy days up here, and we've got to get you off for afternoon session here. But we want to talk a little bit about veterans outreach, and you brought another county veteran service officer in. Would you like to introduce him?
I did. I have the vice president of the Minnesota Association of County Veteran Service Officers, Josh Benanga, and he's from Lac La Parle. Okay. I'm working on it. We're going to get there.
Madison, Minnesota.
In Minnesota.
Ludicrous capital.
Josh, welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. Last couple of months, Marty's been busy, and we've had you on the show, so we've heard from you before. But can you tell us a little bit, where did you serve?
Sure. I served in the Army Reserve for 6 years and deployed to Iraq once in 2003. Prior to my deployment, I spent a year and a half out in Monterey, California, studying Korean as a second language for the Army.
Well, we won't hold that against you, but here we are. Gentlemen, we have to take just a minute break here. We have a message from Larry Herkey, the Commissioner of the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Now, here he is.
The Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs is proud to be a strong partner with the Minnesota Association of County Veteran Service Officers. The CVSOs, as we call them, are county employees who help veterans and their families obtain benefits related to their military service. In Minnesota, all 87 counties are represented by a CVSO. Minnesota's CVSOs are among the best in the nation. They are well-trained, professional, and understand how to navigate the complex VA system. CVSOs are the first stop or the point of contact for veterans and serve as their personal advocate. Navigating the claims process is challenging, and many veterans often don't know the right questions to ask. That's where CVSOs step in and help veterans access the benefits they may be eligible for. CVSOs do important work. They sit across from men and women who have worn the uniform and served their country. Minnesota is really lucky to have such a strong, passionate group of CVSOs. As a state, we have a history of leading the way when it comes to innovation and forward thinking. Thank you to all of our CVSOs who day in and day out serve the veterans of this great state.
For more information, please go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. Marty, we talked early in the show. You've got lots of partnerships, and one of them is with the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. You work closely with the commissioner, and you get a lot of support and training from them.
We do. We've established a relationship that is it's just very unique, and we all work real well together. We have a very open communication between each other, and there's a lot of support that goes both ways because we're both doing the same thing. We're looking out for veterans, and
that's
pretty special.
Let's take care of the veterans and their families. Now, we started out talking to Josh Benega, who is the Lac La County Parle County Veteran Service Officer, served in the Army Reserve in PSYOPs. We're not going into PSYOPs today, Josh.
Maybe a little bit.
And you spent a little time in Monterey, California, and we won't hold that against you. But the thing I'm most curious about is veterans outreach. How do you get a hold of the veterans in your county and let them know you're there with all kinds of resources to help them?
Well, I know you don't want to go into PSYOPs, but a little bit about it is knowing your target audience and figure out where the veterans are going. That means the service organizations, the Legions, the VFWs, the Disabled American Veterans Church, getting to know who they are and getting to know their dynamic and what they what they're looking for and cater to their needs.
Josh, you know, that makes some sense and it hits home to me because when I came back from Vietnam, the United States wasn't a very friendly place for Vietnam veterans.
I would imagine the one
place I was comfortable was down at the VFW with the World War II and the Korean veterans.
Yes.
And so I went down there because I could talk to those guys. So I assume that kind of stuff's still going on?
I'll never forget my first VFW meeting at when I became the CVSO in Lac La Parle County. There was this World War II veteran asked me how I was related to this certain guy. And I told him he was my great-grandfather. He said, "Your great-grandfather hired me back in 1953, and that's why I moved to town here."
There's always a connection, isn't there?
Absolutely. It just blew me away that, and you can only get that in small-town connections for the most part.
You know, and Barty, I got to give this one to you. When I sit down in business with another business guy to do some business, if I find out they're a veteran, we have a connection in about 2 seconds.
Right.
Veteran to veteran. You've got a little story to tell back and forth, and they say, "Okay, let's get to work."
The same World War II veteran, a couple years ago, we were sitting on a couch in my waiting room, and I showed him a picture of my service in Iraq. And he said he served in Burma during World War II, and I made a kind of off-the-cuff comment, and the way he laughed, it was like there wasn't that 70-year age difference.
None at all.
None at all. It was just two veterans, you know, joking and having fun.
Connections made quickly, and it stands the test of time.
Yes.
We're recording today from the Fall Conference of the Minnesota Association of County Veteran Service Officers in Nisswa, Minnesota. And, Josh, I want to come back to you. I know that the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs provides some budget to each of the county veteran service officers. Does that allow you to advertise? How do you get out? Do you use radio? You said
I do a weekly radio show on, can I mention the station?
Sure.
KLQP-FM 92.1, Lacaparral County. But
Do you know if they're a member of our military radio network?
Yes, they do. They syndicate it on Saturday evenings, I believe.
Very good. If they weren't, I was going to send you home with a mission.
As a radio personality, you may know Maynard Meyer.
I know the name.
Okay. I do a radio show every week. We talk about a press release that was recently in the news about Veterans Affairs or something from the service organization. I've also done, we also do local radio spots like commercials. We'll sponsor area functions. If you look at the right field dugout, or if you look at the right field fence, you may see such and such county veteran service office. Or I've known some CVSOs that sponsor a race team or things such as that. We go to local Kiwanis and we talk about the services we provide. As well as service organizations, trade shows at booths, or booths at trade shows.
Josh, for our veterans listening out there, why do they need to come to see you and all of these county veteran service officers that were here today?
Usually we're the ones that have the answers, or if we don't have the answers, we can easily find the answers. It's the connections that we have throughout the state that, allows us to, find answers to these unique situations that some of these veterans seem to get into.
So if our veterans listening all over Minnesota, and especially in Lac-La-Parle County, have some kind of an issue related to their time in service, whether it's an injury or a disease or whatever it might be, if they make an appointment or call or just stop into your office,
yes,
you're aware of all the resources available to help with a myriad of problems.
And if I'm stuck on a question, I'll contact my neighbor, and if they're stuck on a question, we'll contact other neighbors. Usually we get an answer.
You'll find out.
We'll find out. We'll do our due diligence to do the best we can to serve our veterans.
So they need to come in, and when they do come in, they should bring a copy of their discharge certificate with them. However, if they've lost it or they can't find it, you can probably help them find a copy of it as well.
We can contact National Archives. We can contact the state of Minnesota. We can contact other county recorders that they may have moved from another area, but when they got home, they recorded their discharge at another courthouse in the county in Minnesota.
And most importantly, if they need to start a claim so that they can get access to VA health care, you're the guy to do it.
Yes, sir.
Well, Josh, I'd like to thank you for coming on Minnesota Military Radio today and taking good care of all our veterans out in Lac-La-Parle County.
Glad to do it, Tom.
Marty, we just got about a minute left. Have you got a good way to wrap this up? We've spent the whole show talking about your association of county veteran service officers and all the great people that serve in those positions.
Right. And, and one of the biggest things that we did touch on and that you touch on very well is our relationships that we build and that outreach. And while we get together and talk about some of this and are continuing our education too, we're also sharing those ideas of that outreach of, get to your local radio, use the radio, maybe the paper, those types of things, and come see your county veteran service officer.
Talk to your fellow veterans. Talk to anyone who'll listen. If you've got some kind of an issue, get in there and see your CVSOs. You told me earlier in the show, I believe they're all veterans themselves.
Exactly, and that's where that bond is. That's what works, right?
They're easy to talk to, and if they need help, if they need access to resources, if they need to file a claim to get that service bonus, they should get in there right away for that, because that can get paid pretty quick.
You better can, and we're going to help them, and we're going to get it done.
All right, Marty, good to have you on the show. Glad we were able to come up to Nisswa and get some of your folks on this show, and I hope all of our veterans contact their local county veteran service officer with any issues they might have, or just stop in to get to know them just in case they need them.
You bet. And thank you, Tom. Thanks for coming up here, and thanks for having us on your show. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. That was Marty Howes, the president of the Minnesota Association of County Veteran Service Officers. We have two mentions today. First, after a more than a decade of planning, the Minnesota Medal of Honor Memorial will be dedicated on the State Capitol Mall Thursday, September 22 at 1:30 p.m. The event is free and open to the public. The ceremony will feature five living Medal of Honor recipients, aircraft flyovers, special music, and more. The Medal of Honor is the highest and most prestigious military decoration awarded to recognize service members for valor in combat. For more information, visit MinnesotaMedalofHonorMemorial.com. And the Minneapolis VA Healthcare System is offering a walk-in flu shot clinic. Enrolled veterans are welcome to walk in to the Minneapolis VA Medical Center for their flu shot. The clinic will be offered Thursdays, September 22 and 29, and October 6th and October 13th from 12:30 to 3 p.m. Or enrolled veterans can visit a drive-up flu shot clinic, which will be held at all 13 community-based clinics on the same dates, September 22nd or 29th and October 6th and 13th from 12:30 to 3 p.m. We're just about out of time. Thanks for listening to this edition of Minnesota Military Radio. I'd like to thank our guests for joining us this week, Renee Such, Josh Beniga, my co-host, Marty Howes, president of the Minnesota Association of County Veteran Service Officers, Commissioner Larry Herkey of the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and finally, Minnesota's Adjutant General, Major General Sean Mankey. Please join us next week as we talk about a landmark career in the Minnesota National Guard. That's coming up next weekend on this station or online anytime at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. I'm Tom Lyons, and I hope that you make a difference in someone's life this week.
Minnesota Military Radio is a production of iHeartMedia, the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, the Minneapolis VA, Beyond the Yellow Ribbon, and the Minnesota National Guard. Your host is Tom Lyons, founder and owner of Phelan Partners Limited, a merger and acquisition advisory firm. Tom is a life member of the American Legion, VFW, Vietnam Veterans of America, and the DAV. For podcasts and the latest updates, follow us at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com.